This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words at the right moment change everything.
How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy. Word-for-word scripts to open the conversations your team needs most.
In short, this article contains 7 word-for-word scripts covering the most common situations where unspoken tension blocks your team's ability to work well together.
How to open the conversation you have been putting off.
How to address a team member whose behavior is affecting others.
How to respond when emotions spike mid-conversation.
Definition: difficult conversation scripts are structured word-for-word frameworks that prepare you to open a challenging conversation with clarity and confidence.
They replace unreliable instinct with a repeatable system, reducing the risk of emotional derailment and protecting the trust that makes team synergy possible.
I have watched teams fall apart over conversations that never happened. Not because the people involved lacked the courage to care, but because they could not find the words. One team leader told me she had been waiting 6 weeks for the right moment to address a colleague whose behavior was pulling the group apart. By the time she finally spoke, the damage had spread to 3 other relationships. The right words used 6 weeks earlier would have cost her 5 minutes. The silence cost her team months.
Here is the truth of it. Difficult conversation scripts work because they replace unreliable instinct with a reliable structure.
When you know what to say before you need to say it, you spend less mental energy on the words and more on the person in front of you. That is when real connection becomes possible. That connection is what team synergy is built on.
Find the script that matches your situation.
Read the context and the why this works note before you speak.
Practice it out loud at least 2 times.
If you want to understand why avoiding these conversations quietly destroys your team before you even realize it, read Why Avoiding Difficult Conversations is the Hidden Enemy of Team Synergy first.
How to use these scripts effectively.
Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps.
Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours as closely as possible.
Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing.
Number 3.
Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone.
Number 4. Practice out loud at least 2 times.
Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make is reading a script verbatim without adapting it to the relationship or the moment.
A script delivered word for word without adjustment for who you are talking to sounds exactly like what it is rehearsed and distant.
Use the structure as your backbone. Let your own voice carry it.
Script 1. Opening a conversation you have been putting off.
Situation. Use this when you have been avoiding a conversation about the recurring issue that is affecting how your team works together.
The longer the delay, the more important the opening line becomes.
Why this works.
It names the issue without accusation, signals your intention to find a solution, and asks permission rather than ambushing the other person.
That combination lowers defensiveness before the real conversation even begins.
As I outline in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, this approach applies the core framework's first 2 pillars.
Clarity and openness. You state what the conversation is about before you ask for agreement to have it.
Standard version. I'd like to talk about topic. It's been on my mind for a while and I think it's important that we discuss it.
Do you have a few minutes now, or would specific time work better?
Formal version.
Thank you for making time.
I'd like to discuss topic with you.
It's important to me because brief reason.
I want to make sure we find a path forward that works for both of us.
Is now a good time? Or would you prefer to schedule this?
Casual version.
Hey, can we grab 5 minutes?
There's something about topic I'd like to talk through with you.
After you use it.
A good response is any form of yes.
Even a hesitant yes gives you the opening you need.
If they push back or ask you to come back later, agree to a specific time on the spot.
Do not let the moment dissolve into we'll talk soon. Eamon's note, the conversation you keep delaying does more damage every day it does not happen.
Trick 2.
Naming a pattern of behavior affecting the team.
Situation.
Use this when a specific person's behavior is consistently affecting the team's ability to collaborate, but no one has named it directly.
This is about pattern, not incident.
Use it when you have seen the same issue at least 2 times. Why this works?
It focuses on observable behavior rather than character or intent, which keeps the conversation from becoming personal.
In Say It Right Every Time, I call this respectful directness. The principle that respect is not about avoiding hard truth, it is about delivering it with care.
You are not attacking the person. You are naming what you have observed and what effect it is having on the group's synergy.
Standard version.
I want to be direct about something I've noticed, and I hope you'll hear me out.
In specific situation, I've observed specific behavior.
When that happens, the effect on the team is specific impact.
That matters to me because I want us to work well together. K.
Can we talk about it?
Formal version.
I'd like to raise something that I believe is affecting the team's ability to perform well.
In specific situation, I've observed specific behavior.
The impact of this has been specific impact on collaboration or output. My intention in raising this is not to criticize, but to find a way forward together. I'd appreciate your perspective on this. After you use it, watch for defensiveness. That is normal and does not mean the conversation has failed. If they become defensive, do not retreat. Acknowledge their reaction.
I understand this is difficult to hear.
That's not my intention. If they shut down completely, use script 5 to manage the spike in emotion.
Eamon's note.
The team sees everything.
If you name it respectfully, you become the leader who addressed it.
If you stay silent, you become the leader who allowed it.
Script 3.
Addressing conflict between two team members.
Situation.
Use this when two team members are in visible conflict and the friction is affecting the wider group.
You're not mediating a legal dispute. You are restoring the conditions for collaboration.
Use this with both people, ideally in the same conversation. Why this works?
It positions you as someone trying to protect the team, not to take sides.
That framing is critical.
Signs your team lacks synergy,
and how to fix it describes how unresolved conflict between two people degrades the trust of the whole group. This script applies the empathy bridge, acknowledging both perspectives before directing the conversation toward a solution.
Standard version.
I've noticed some tension between you two, and I think it's affecting how the team is functioning.
I'm not here to take sides. I want to understand where each of you is coming from, and then I'd like us to find a way to work together better.
Can we start there?
Formal version.
I'd like to address something directly.
There is a visible tension between you that is beginning to affect team cohesion and performance.
I'm not here to assign blame.
My goal is to understand both perspectives and to help us find a constructive path forward.
I'd like to ask each of you to share your view, and I commit to listening carefully to both.
After you use it, if both parties engage, you are in mediation territory.
Keep bringing the conversation back to the team's shared purpose.
If one or both refuse to engage, name that plainly.
I need both of you to be willing to have this conversation.
If we cannot have it together, I will need to have it separately.
Eamon's note.
Two people in conflict are rarely both entirely wrong.
Your job is not to decide who is right.
Your job is to get the team moving again.
A quick note before we continue.
Most people leave the hardest conversations for last,
and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at eamonbuckthorne.com.
Now back to the article.
Script 4. Delivering feedback a team member needs to hear.
Situation. Use this when a team member's performance or approach is creating friction with others, and a direct conversation about it is overdue. This is not a formal performance review.
This is a human conversation about what is not working and why it matters.
Why this works?
It applies the three pre-conversation clarity questions from Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time. What is your core message? What outcome do you want? And what do you need this person to hear?
The structure separates the issue from the person, and the question at the end opens a door rather than closing one.
For a deeper system for feedback that strengthens rather than damages, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it.
Standard version.
I want to talk to you about something, and I'm coming to you directly because I respect you.
The issue is core messaging one sentence. It matters because specific impact on the team.
What I'd like to see change is specific realistic outcome. I'd like to hear your take on this too. Formal version. I'd like to share some feedback with you.
My core concern is state the issue clearly and specifically.
The reason this is important is that explain the impact on team performance or relationships. The outcome I am hoping for is state a specific, achievable change. I want to make sure I hear your perspective as well.
After you use it, a good response is engagement, even if it includes frustration.
If they become upset, give them room to respond.
Do not rush to defend your point.
If the feedback lands well, confirm next steps before the conversation ends.
Feedback without a clear next step is just venting.
Eamon's note.
Feedback that is never delivered is not kindness.
It is the slow accumulation of distance.
Script 5. Responding when emotions spike mid-conversation.
Situation.
Use this the moment a conversation becomes heated and you can feel it moving away from resolution.
This is a pause, not a retreat.
Use it when voices rise, silence becomes hostile, or either person stops listening.
Why this works? This applies the 3-second pause from the core framework, a micro-intervention that interrupts the amygdala hijack before it takes over the conversation. I describe this in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time as one of the most practical tools available to anyone in a difficult conversation.
Naming the emotion, as the neuroscience shows, reduces its intensity.
The goal is to create enough space for rational thinking to return. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains why this matters for the whole team, not just this one conversation.
Standard version.
This is clearly a sensitive topic.
I can see you're frustrated, and honestly, I'm feeling some of it too.
Let's take a breath.
My intention is not to upset you. I want us to find a way through this.
Formal version.
I can see this conversation is bringing up strong feelings for both of us.
I want to acknowledge that.
I think it would serve us well to pause for a moment before we continue.
My intention throughout this discussion has been to find a solution, not to cause distress.
Postpone option.
I think we're both too emotional right now to have a productive conversation.
Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at a specific time?
I'd like us both to come back to it fresh.
After you use it.
If they accept the pause, use the silence intentionally.
Take a breath.
Do not fill the space with more words.
If they refuse to pause and continue escalating, use the postpone option.
Never continue a conversation that has become unproductive out of obligation to finish it.
Eamon's note.
The bravest thing you can do in a heated conversation is slow it down.
Script 6.
Rebuilding trust after a team breakdown.
Situation.
Use this when a previous conflict, mistake, or significant change has fractured the team's ability to work together.
This is the opening of repair and not the full process.
Use it to signal that you're ready to address what happened, why this works.
It acknowledges reality without assigning blame, and it invites collaboration rather than demanding it.
Teams do not rebuild trust because someone declares it rebuilt.
They rebuild it through a series of honest, small conversations.
This script starts that process.
For the full repair framework, read How to Rebuild Team Synergy After Conflict or Organizational Change.
Standard version.
I think we all know things have been difficult recently.
I'm not going to pretend otherwise.
What I want us to do is talk honestly about where we are and what we need from each other going forward.
I'm committed to doing my part.
I'd like to hear from you too.
Formal version.
I'd like to address what has happened within our team directly. I recognize that recent events have created uncertainty and tension.
I want to be transparent.
I'm committed to rebuilding the trust and collaboration this team is capable of.
I would like to invite each of you to share what you need in order to move forward constructively.
After you use it, do not expect immediate openness.
Some people need time before they can engage honestly.
What you're watching for is willingness of people willing to show up for the next conversation. That is enough to start. Track whether the feedback loops in your team begin to reopen after this conversation.
Eamon's note.
Trust does not return all at once. It returns the way light returns after a storm gradually and from one direction at a time.
Trip 7.
Closing a difficult conversation with clarity.
Situation.
Use this when you are wrapping up a conversation that covered difficult territory. Whether you reached agreement or not, every difficult conversation deserves a clear close.
Without one, people leave uncertain about what was decided, which creates more tension than you started with.
Why this works. An unresolved close is one of the most common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy. This script applies the final pillar of the core framework. Empathy in the close means acknowledging the effort the conversation required, not just summarizing the outcome.
You can find the full framework in Say It Right
Every Time.
Standard version.
I want to close this properly.
To summarize, we've agreed that summarize the agreement and next steps.
I appreciate you having this conversation with me.
It matters to the team.
Formal version.
Thank you for this discussion.
To summarize, we've agreed that summarize the agreement and next steps clearly.
I appreciate your willingness to work through this with me.
I'll follow up with specific action by specific date.
Close without agreement.
It's clear we're not going to resolve everything today, and that's all right.
Can we agree to think about it and come back to this on specific day?
I don't want this left open-ended.
After you use it, follow through on every specific action you committed to in a close.
The close of a difficult conversation is where trust is either confirmed or undermined.
If you said you would follow up, follow up.
Nothing erodes team synergy faster than a conversation that appeared to end well and then produced nothing.
Eamon's note.
A good close is a promise.
Keep it.
Adapting these scripts for your team situation.
Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word.
The structure is the tool.
Your voice is what makes it land.
Adjust for relationship length. The longer and stronger your relationship with someone, the less formal you need to be.
A peer you have worked with for 5 years needs a different tone than a newer colleague who's still reading the room.
Keep the core message. Adjust the register.
Match the stakes to the setting.
A conversation about a recurring meeting problem does not need the same gravity as a conversation about ongoing behavior that is damaging team trust.
Read the situation and calibrate.
Overdoing the formality of a small issue can create unnecessary alarm.
Underdoing the gravity of a serious issue can make it seem optional.
Remove any phrase that does not sound like you.
If a line makes you wince when you say it out loud, cut it and replace it with something you would actually say. The structure carries the meaning.
The words just have to be yours.
Prepare your core message before any conversation.
The clarity checklist from chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time asks 5 questions.
What is my core message?
What is my desired outcome?
What are my key supporting points? What is my motivation? Am I ready to listen?
Answer these before any conversation and you will never walk in unprepared.
The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else.
Common mistakes when using scripts in team conversations.
The biggest way scripts fail is when people use them as a substitute for preparation rather than a product of it.
Reading words without understanding why they work is the same as following a map without knowing where you are going.
Reading verbatim without adapting.
If your script sounds like a script, it has already failed.
The other person hears the distance before they hear the message.
Skipping the why this works note. That section is not decoration. It tells you the principle behind the words, which means you can recover if the conversation goes off script.
Using the formal version with a close colleague,
a formal register with someone who knows you well creates distance that undermines the trust you are trying to protect. Match the tone to the relationship.
Delivering the script and then stopping.
A script opens a conversation.
It does not conduct the whole thing.
Once you have used it, put it down and listen.
Waiting for the perfect moment.
There is no perfect moment for a difficult conversation.
There is only the moment you are in.
Common communication mistakes are almost always mistakes of delay, not of imperfect phrasing.
A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity.
Frequently asked questions.
What are difficult conversation scripts, and how do they help team synergy?
Difficult conversation scripts are word-for-word frameworks that prepare you to open hard conversations with clarity and confidence. They protect team synergy by replacing reactive, unplanned language with structured, respectful communication that gets to the issue without damaging trust or the relationships that underpin it. How do you start a difficult conversation without damaging your team?
Start by stating your intention clearly, then name the specific issue and your desired outcome.
Avoid blame.
Use I statements rather than you accusations.
The core framework of clarity, openness, respect, empathy gives you a reliable sequence to follow when emotion runs high and instinct becomes unreliable.
When should I use difficult conversation scripts with my team?
Use them when a pattern of behavior is blocking collaboration, when a conflict has been avoided too long, or when a relationship has become strained enough to affect team output.
The earlier you use a script, the less damage there is to repair afterward.
Can difficult conversation scripts feel natural and not rehearsed?
Yes, if you adapt the language to your own voice before using it.
Keep the structure and the core message, but replace any phrase that does not sound like you.
Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound in real speech and in real relationships.
What is the core framework for difficult conversations?
The core framework is a 4-pillar system for difficult conversations built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy applied in sequence.
I introduce it in chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time as a repeatable alternative to relying on instinct when emotions spike and clear thinking becomes hardest.
How do difficult conversations affect team synergy?
Avoided conversations are the hidden enemy of team synergy.
When tension goes unaddressed, trust erodes, collaboration stalls, and individual performance quietly drops.
A single well-handled difficult conversation can restore the conditions a team needs to work together at its best and sustain that performance over time.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonbuckthorn.com to get your copy.